Joining us now on the line is our good friend of the program, the sports professor Rick Haro, who, of course, joins us each and every week. It's our golf business and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am not a lawyer, non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins is what I am. And joining us, as he does each and every week, is the visiting expert on sports law at Harvard. You can also see him each week on both CNN and ESPN and listen to him here in this very time slot. Good morning, Rick.
Morning. What are you in? Are you in a wind tunnel? Where are you?
It sounds like it, doesn't it? We are actually broadcasting. We're broadcasting live this morning from the Tire Kingdom in Royal Palm Beach.
Yeah, I just heard, and you don't have a mute button to or mute button or whatever it is to deal with Rooney's coffee just did there too. So it's we got some issues going on. But before we go, you know, you did a typical good promotion of the Honda Classic. And if Ken Kennerly is listening, we're not going to spill the beans, but he had a brilliant idea for the beginning of that week, and I've tested it out, and we're going to be in for a really cool surprise for the beginning of that week. That's all I'll say right now. But the Honda
nice
Classic
tease,
will start with a bang. How's that?
Phenomenal tease, Richard Haro.
Wasn't that good?
Nicely done. Rick, of course, joins us each and every week to talk about sports and golf, business, and law. And, Rick, as we know, just about 3 weeks away from Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and Festivus, all the gift-giving holidays.
What is Festivus?
Festivus
Festival
is for the rest of us.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Sorry about that. Pretty good.
But, you know, it's the gift-giving season here in good old United States of America. And for most sports merchandisers, their usual demographic all year long is pretty much advertising, you know, focusing on 70% male and 30% female. But, you know, interestingly enough, that demographic is reversed during the holiday season.
Yeah, it is. And it's because, you know, everybody online, all the women in our lives, try to focus now on what to get. And we also know that in the normal course of things, women make about 145% of the buying decisions in the house. But when it's online and it's keyed to sports and it's keyed to the holidays, it's a big time spike. You know that ad, the NFL.com ad, and all the NFL games where the wife gives the husband, who's a big time Packer fan, a jersey or a jacket, and he bleeds that green and yellow Packer blood, which is kind of a neat commercial. They ran that 2 weeks ago, and orders online spiked 260% during the first day it aired. And so the NFL, not to be outdone, because they do everything in a big way, mailed out 4 million catalogs this last week. And, of course, while Black Friday went up a little bit, it didn't go up the sales as much as it had in previous years. So the NFL, as everybody else, has to be pretty darn creative to get people to buy stuff.
Rick, have you noticed, I mean, you know, obviously we still have a few weeks to go to Christmas. You mentioned Black Friday. Are they coming out with any kind of projections on how this season's going to be online in terms of NFL or any other sports-related, merchandise for, say the Big Four? What's this season look like it's going to be? Is it going to mirror really what everything else has been? That's pretty down for for this time of year.
Well, you would think so, but based on Black Friday, it was incredible. The NFL recorded an 85% increase in sales at NFLShop.com, the third highest grossing day. The NBA store recorded its best Black Friday sales ever, more than doubling last year's figures. And you would assume a lot of things. Who knows what's going on? But people are not going to stop spending. They may stop driving, although it's a lot easier to and less expensive to drive than it was over the summer. But people may be shopping early, maybe buying a little less. But look at the numbers. It's probably good. Sports, everybody's talking about whether it's recession-proof or not, and clearly it's not, like everything else in the economy. But there are certain things that continue to be encouraging, like people buying stuff.
Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. It's our golf business and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am not a lawyer, but a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. The sports professor, Rick Haro, joining us on the line as he does each and every week. And, Rick, this past Thursday night, in theaters in New York, Los Angeles, and Boston, the NFL showed their first game ever in 3D. Now, no word yet why they chose the Raiders and the Chargers of all teams to debut this technology, but this is fascinating to me. You know, where will this technology go in the next few years, and might we see PGA Tour events joining the fray in 3D in a couple of years down the line?
Well, the reason they chose the Raiders and the Chargers was you have to plan this stuff well in advance. And there was a time in the not-too-distant past where we thought the Chargers were going to be a pretty decent team this year. The Raiders, you know, who knows? They had to play the Chargers on NFL Network on that night. And the NFL Network was the one to inspire this because they're the ones that sent out the 3D feed. New York, Los Angeles, Boston. It was VIP viewing. We understand it went very, very well. Robert Kraft and the head of the NFL Broadcast Committee were there. It's not going to happen overnight, but you can see, you know, Jamarcus Russell throw 4 million interceptions in 3D. You can see the Lions go 0-16 in 3D. There are a whole lot of interesting things that may happen in a couple of years because of this technology.
Well, I'll play the devil's advocate here, Rick. I don't understand why they're doing. I imagine this has got to be tied to money in some way, but I hate wearing the glasses. I always get a headache. I go cross-eyed whenever I go to a 3D movie.
And imagine what people 3D... are like when they look at you.
Well, that's a given. But yeah. The other thing with 3D is when you go to a movie, they have the stupid special effects in the movie to make it, you know, for 3D. Football doesn't do that. With HD, I don't understand why they're going with 3D, except for some kind of a money-making thing, which I can't think of.
Well, the money-making thing you can't think of, maybe pay-per-view down the road on this and, you know, movie theaters broadcasting these games special. So we're not sure what the money thing is. But I think the reason why my answer was it's 2 years off as opposed to 2 weeks off is precisely that. There are still bugs in it like anything else. And, you know, it's not like the Disney movie that when water shoots out at you, when the fly comes at you. And I didn't see it. I'd love to the next time around. But it's really, you know, balls that look like they're thrown at you, and you don't need it. And, you know, we didn't need high def. We didn't need color. You know, we didn't need television. You know, we didn't need radio. But it's just that here's another evolution. And, again, I'm not sure it's going to happen overnight. But it's one of those things that if you're a purist, you better stand to the side because you're going to get run over.
I love that Bugs Life attraction, by the way, at Animal Kingdom, which Rick alluded to, where you get water splashed on you, and then you get the little stinger in your back when the bee is like buzzing around you. And
whoa! There are maybe you know 300 people or so that haven't been there yet. You just spoiled the surprise. What are you doing?
Hopefully, I didn't spoil the surprise for anyone who was.
Rick
not,
likes the stink bug part not, too.
Yeah, really, I love that one. It makes me feel right at home, man. There you go. It took you a few minutes, but you're right there. Thank you. By the way, I just want to tell you that is. Now I've completed the other end of the spectrum. I came back from Mexico City at the Fox Premios Awards celebration. It's like the Latin ESPY Awards, and we're doing it down in Buenos Aires in Argentina, leaving this evening. And I was lucky enough to be around Lorena Ochoa, spend some time with her. Man, I covered the end of the spectrum in a three-day period. Lorena on Wednesday and Rooney on Sunday.
There you go.
Oh, man, you got it all. Rick, when do you find time to do your shopping? Do you do online?
For what?
For Christmas or
Christmas.
Holidays.
When is that?
You got time.
You got about 3 weeks, buddy.
You sound like my family. Did my family call you and plant that question? It'll
yes,
get done.
Did.
Like anything
he
else,
is
it'll
the
get
sports
done.
Professor Rick Caro. He joins us each and every week, despite, you know, crisscrossing the globe at all the highbrow events that a sports business guru might attend. He also finds time to join
he
us each and every
time
week.
For us.
Rick, thank you so much as always. Happy holidays to you. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Safe travels, my friend.
Thank you, my man. Play golf with you soon. And Rooney, hope your back gets better.
Thank you, sir.
There he is. Rick Caro joins us each and every week during the Golf Business and Law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And as I've said before, I am not a lawyer. I am a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. And, Rick was in, where do you say, Buenos Aires at something?
Yeah.
And, he's going to be in South America next week. So he's big time, man. Rick Caro is big time. Make no mistake.
He's a special guy.